Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. So I have a question for you. What do you call a soft drink? Like if you were going to refer to drinking a Diet Coke, what do you call that?
Like a soda.
God damn it.
Why?
It's pop. Because listen. It pops. You pop the pop. You don't pop the soda. Fuck.
I even was like born and raised in like the North, so I don't know why I say soda. It's like funny because we actually had that conversation. So I had the Tom and Nick train meetup this past weekend. It's why I'm like obviously a little drained.
Yeah.
And a lot more traveling for me and stuff. And it was so funny. We actually had that conversation about like it being called like soda or pop. But something that's really fucking cool that I got to experience this weekend was so Mark Tominick built a posing room in his basement.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, it's very similar to Cameron Cheeks, actually, because Jocelyn, Mark's wife, designed both of them, obviously. But oh my God, it's been so long since I've been under stage lights. They have actual stage lights in there. So like you couldn't see shit because it's so bright. And I was like, wow, like I haven't been able to like, practice like this. And then I've never been anywhere that had like the mirror up top where so you, when you're in your back pose, you can see your back shot, you know? I've never been to like a gym that has that. So like that was new for me as well. Like, so I thought that was pretty cool, but it was like so interesting to be like in front of those like stage lights again where they're like fucking blinding. So it's cool. It's cool. I mean, it's nice that I guess you could just build that in your basement if you wanted to. I mean, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty dope.
Love that. Love that. I know I have my little posing room, but it's not in my basement because I don't have a basement. I have a crawl space that is encapsulated, keeps us nice and warm and safe and dry and free of mold. So we love that. But I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, there's a lot of people that I got to connect with, people I got to meet. It was very more competitor bodybuilding focused than the previous meetups they have had. Quite a few girls that I talked to, shout out to you guys that listened to this podcast. So that was really cool to hear that. So you know who you are. We had a good conversation on that. It just felt good, you know, to be around like-minded people. Obviously it was a little bit different for me too because of having like a child, you know, and trying to take care of that and then split my time between, you know, being present with that and coming home and making sure he's taken care of. But it was good. It was overall good because my boyfriend worked all weekend too. So we had to have like my mom help, which was good. It was good for me to get out and have like more socialization with adults than what I'm used to.
Yeah. No, that sounds like it went like well in your favor then.
Yeah, I'm very pleased, very happy. That had quite a few like educational pieces on like training and stuff like that, which was really awesome. It was cool. There was quite a few IFBB pros there. So got to get into like their mindset, had like open Q&As and just like learning about their journey and like what worked and what didn't. And it was just interesting. It was cool. It was a lot of good stuff there, but like we talked about last week, like I'm ready to just like fill my cup up again with the things that I need, which right now is more isolation, pouring back into me. Not that it was bad pouring into them, but obviously just being my center of attention and like being a little hermit that I am, because I do thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah, and you just need to hunker down, have some you time.
I know, like last night was like the first night that I got to have like my creamy and my book at 7:30. And that's always like my 7:30 to 8 is like the 30 minutes of my day where I don't do anything but just me.
Have you been enjoying your creamy?
Yeah, I tried the one that you recommended for chocolate and it was not good at all. So I'm disappointed in that.
Which one?
You told me to like get chocolate protein powder and then use like.
Well, yeah, but what chocolate protein powder? Because that matters.
I can only have Dymatize.
I haven't had the Dymatize chocolate protein.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm not a big protein powder person to begin with. I never have been. But like my protein's like 170. So yeah, like eating that all day is a bit much. So I started adding like one scoop to my day. And obviously, like That's what they say on the internet with the creamies, and everyone uses them in their recipes. But
What didn't you like about it though? Like, was the texture wrong?
yeah. And I've used the chocolate one in other ones, so I don't know if it was like the, am I saying it right? Cacao.
Cacao or cocoa? I think that just depends on what you got.
Yeah, so I think it was that because it was like one of the ones that was like more crumbly, but I also too like, so I don't know about you, but do you mix water with yours?
No, because it ends up being like a frosting that's gross to me.
Oh, see, I didn't do water with this one and I thought it was terrible.
But like terrible, why? Like the taste or the texture?
The texture.
Was it too smooth?
No, it was not smooth at all. It was the exact opposite. Like I had
Well,
to
did you
re-spin
blend
it
it
like.
enough? Because if you didn't re-spin it enough, it's going to be crumbly.
Okay, so you're talking to me like I don't know how my creamies are. My creamies come out good. So all the ones that I normally do, I freeze them, spin them, add a little bit more of almond milk, and then like re-spin them again. Perfect. For that chocolate one, I re-spin it like 4 or 5 times and it was still crumbly. It was still so crappy. I don't know what was going on with it. And like that was the first one that I didn't put water in with it. So I don't know if that made a difference, but like it was like crumbly. And then like I just couldn't get it like the thick creaminess that I normally like. So I was like, I'm not doing this again. But I already made like, I think I made two of them. So I had to eat it like the next day too. And the same shit happened again. I was like, damn it.
It just sounds like you need to respin it more, honestly, because that's what happens to mine if it like
I
freezes
just
too
felt like
much.
4 times was like too much.
I've done 4 or 5 to get the texture.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I've only done like two. Like I do two, and that's I usually do like my first one, add my almond milk, and then it's done.
No, it totally depends on the protein powder. It depends on the fat content. It depends upon total liquids. So it's one of those things you literally have to play around with it.
But like for I've well, I guess that was the only one. So I guess I didn't know that because I was following like your recipes. I didn't know it was like 4 or 5 times for a spin. But like typically, so like my bases are all the same. And I've used the chocolate protein powder and like for the vanilla one, I use the Dymatize too. And I've never had an issue with that. So I usually do 240 almond milk, 75 grams of water or milliliters, whatever you want to put. And then I only do half of a protein powder scoop because again, I don't really like proteins. And I put my other half in my cream of rice. And then I put 50 grams of banana in mine. That's my base for all of them.
I've never used banana in a creamy.
Oh yeah, it makes it thick. That's what the, like uses xanthan gum, and I don't want to do like additive like processed stuff. Like I try and limit that. So I do like the banana and it makes it like that thick, like real. And like if you put more banana in there, it'll make it even like thicker, if that makes sense. Yeah. So those are like my bases for majority of mine. And then like, or that is my base for all of them. And then, like I said, I only add like a little bit more of almond milk after I spin it once. And then you can add all the toppings after it, after you do that second spin.
Interesting. I mean, like I said, you have to play around with it when it comes to like your preferences and whatnot. Like, it's just something where it's like I've only can speak for what I have done, and I'm not like super always consistent with it. But normally, it's like 300 milligrams of like some type of like almond milk, a scoop and a half of like protein powder, depending upon the brand, and then sometimes xanthan gum. But I ran out, so I'm just going to use it without, and then call it a day.
So like I guess on a scale of like 1 to 5, what would you rate your thickness when you do it that way? And what is like your preference for thickness? Like do you like it more thick or do you like it
I
like
don't like frosty consistency. I think frosties, like it ruins it for me. I don't like the frosty liquidness. I like thick. So I'm thinking more like a blizzard or like concrete, depending upon your like location of where you're from. But like I should be able to like scoop it like you would like an ice cream. And like obviously, like toward the end it gets more melted or whatever, and then it doesn't quite get as like as homogenous, but like I want it to be thick. Because it's supposed to be ice cream, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like I hold mine upside down and it doesn't even fucking budge. I'm like Dairy Queen in my house. Like that's yeah. Cause I don't like frosty either. And like actually the more you say it, that's I think that's kind of how my chocolate one like turned out.
It looked like a frosting. That to me was no go. Like, I honestly, like, I've gotten to the point where it's like, if it doesn't turn out, like, I've become such a texture snob. If it does not turn out the way I want it, I will just have a fucking protein shake.
I'm still gonna eat it. I don't care that much. I'm just like, whatever. I already, I'm like, it's already in my fucking macros. I don't care. I'm not redoing it. But I'm like that with a lot of things. Like, well, I guess it depends. I don't know if you can, if this is even comparable, because I think like you should enjoy your creamy to an extent, and like I guess to an extent, but like if I overcook my steak, I'm like, whatever, overcook my chicken, it's a little drier, I'm still eating it, I'm not redoing it. But like Alex, he can't, like he's like, if it's like overcooked, if it's dry, he won't touch it, he'll like redo the whole thing.
I can't relate to that because like that's like more expensive in my opinion to like waste steak. Like fuck that nonsense. Like nah. No.
I get that. Like, I agree. And like for me, I just like don't fucking care. Like it's just like it is what it is, you know. But
For sure.
yeah, so I don't know if, I guess I don't know if it was like the cacao powder or if I didn't add water. So maybe I'll try and do that again. But I don't know. I'm really loving like my like pumpkin one that I make. That's my favorite, which I think my pumpkin or my blueberry one is, but I already eat blueberries at a different part of the day. And I was like, how many blueberries is too many blueberries? So I try and like,
Probably not as many as you're thinking. Like obviously, like if you're like shitting out whole blueberry skins, maybe tone it down, but like
well, I
I
used to,
couldn't
but
imagine that it's gonna like wreck you.
I know, but like, I don't want to be like Violet from Willy Wonka.
Okay, so don't fucking kill an Oompa Loompa then and get cursed.
Right, no, but like I said, I like my pumpkin one the best. Like that one's a good time. I actually add like pumpkin puree, so I feel like it's just like got a little bit more nutrients. Because some people actually, I did not know this, but there is like pumpkin spice or whatever, pumpkin pie extract, which I guess doesn't isn't.
That's so like it's
Yeah.
so not hard to make your own pumpkin spice. Like the actual spice blend. So it's like that for me. Like, I get it if you're like wanting to just have the extract, but for me, it's like it defeats the purpose. Defeats the purpose.
I
But
agree.
I've been fucking with my banana cream pie one. That's been really good.
Oh yeah, you sent me that. I saw that. So do you put a banana in that one
I don't because it's actually a
then?
banana cream protein powder. We actually haven't purchased bananas in quite some time. I've been fucking with peaches.
I don't think I've ever had a peach and I don't want one. They have fuzz on them.
Like, you've never had the fruit? Like a peach?
Yeah, I don't think, no. Peaches and plums, nope. Your
I'm
face is so
flabbergasted.
shocked. I know. No.
Like,
They're just like don't seem appealing to me. And I just like I love bananas and I love apples. And like if I'm gonna pick, I'm gonna pick that because one, I know that I like it. And two, I like it a fucking lot. So it's like why, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I think it's like a texture thing for me too.
I mean, peaches, if they're ripe, are just like they have a very soft consistency similar to bananas. They're just juicy.
So another thing too, though, let me tell you this. I don't like when my hands are sticky. So I feel like when you eat a peach, like if you didn't have a fork with it, then it's gonna be a mess and
I
it's
mean,
gonna
if
be.
it's like overripe, yeah, you're gonna be sounds like you're eating good pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be, but like. I don't know, the peach I just had, it was very sweet, but it wasn't like overly juicy to where if you cut it, like your cutting board's fucked up. It's just like a peach.
Can you tell though? Can you tell when you grab a peach if it's ripe
Oh
or?
yeah, like it'll be like heavier in weight and then the skin will be more impressionable.
It's like an avocado.
Yeah, kind of, but the skin is not as hard as an avocado, so you need less pressure to like check it.
You're like checking at the grocery store and your thumb goes through it. You're like, shit,
Yeah.
I like that one now.
Although I will admit, I do, I'm kind of like, I don't want to say sadist, but kind of a psycho when it comes to eating pitted fruit and stuff like that, like pitted and seeded fruit. Like I like my pears and I like my peaches on the more firmer side. Like I will straight up eat a pear that is just quite frankly unripe because I like the apple consistency. Like I like that crunch. I'm a big texture girly. So it's like I will have no problem eating a pear that's like crunchy. And Eric's like, you're a fucking psycho. And I'm like,
Like I like it. So then if you're like fuck with peaches right now, what about making like a peaches and cream creamy
because I
peach?
only have banana protein powder and chocolate protein powder, and I don't that's
You get the best in vanilla.
I really should, but honestly, it's like I only have like two protein powders I'm allowed to keep on hand at any one time. Kind of like Eric caps my protein powder and my mustard. He's like, listen, like bitch, you gotta calm down with that variety. So it's like once I have used up all of the rest of like my cosmic brownie from Rise, I probably will get vanilla. It's just like I'm not a fruity Other than banana, because banana for me is like a banana split type of deal, and it like doesn't really seem fruity. But like, if you were to like, oh, here, do you want some strawberry ice cream? I probably would be like, no, because like it's normally like so fake tasting. Whereas like something like banana, even if it's fake tasting, it still tastes like banana. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I sound like I'm retarded.
No, like banana flavoring is really hard to fuck up, I think is what you mean. What if you eat chocolate and banana, like split your protein, half chocolate, half banana? That would be like a banana split.
Bro,
And then you put
question.
strawberries on
Think
top of
about
it.
that.
Strawberries aren't a banana split, right? That's another thing I've never fucking had.
Usually maraschino cherries.
Oh, okay. We'll get one
Yeah.
of them. I hate cherries, to be honest with you.
I
Except
like the
for.
dark black ones. I don't want the ones that are like soaked in red dye 40 and high fructose corn syrup. Like I
No.
do like a dark cherry.
Yeah, you're right. I do like dark cherries, but like as far as like I call them like cherries and then like candy cherries because it's like candy.
Yeah, I call them porn star cherries because they're always on like the whipped cream nipples. They'll just like put
Yeah.
little cherries.
A lot of people have that, like, well, I don't know about you, but a lot of people I know that I went to school with have little cherries tattooed on their butt. It was a thing. It was a
Why?
thing.
Was it just a trend?
Yeah. That and like Playboy bunnies, yeah.
Huh. No,
So
we had very different upbringings, like
we, yeah. Oh,
Christian
yeah.
school
You went
stuff.
to the Catholic school, my God, yeah. Which was,
Not even Catholic, dude. It was just like non-denominational Christian.
yeah. We apparently didn't have self-respect in our younger days here.
Oh, we didn't either. It's just like we had to like sign contracts and shit, but like I mean, it's kind of useless. Like you can definitely be expelled for dumb shit, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
Was like fear-mongering and shit. Like put it this way. There was like a team called Worth Waiting For, which as it implies, like worth waiting for sex. And they literally gave out V cards, like virginity cards. They literally gave us out.
Like a laminated card.
I don't even think it was fucking laminated. It was probably just like they went to Hobby Lobby to get like, red construction paper and was like V.
Here you go. That's fucking hilarious.
Embarrassing.
Or like people, I think people would do that with like promise rings and stuff.
Dude, promise rings were big in my school.
Like, did it mean like you're promising yourself to not have sex or you're promising yourself to another person?
No, it was like a pre-cum like engagement
Oh.
ring.
Oh, yeah. All
Like
right.
it
You
was
know.
just I don't even know. And like obviously it wasn't even good quality. It was just like, oh, I like because high school sweethearts were like a thing. I think it was like more common in like more smaller schools, like smaller Christian schools, because like the dating pool was just fucking smaller. So like Eric and I are high school sweethearts, but like we didn't date starting in like sixth grade like some people did. Like we didn't date till the end of our senior year practically. But like if he would have got me a promise ring, I would have been like, no.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you like at in sixth or seventh grade, that would be exciting, you know? Because you always want to like when you're little, like you always want to grow up so fast. And now I want to go back.
Dude.
I want to go back to being 6 months old where everything is taken care of for me. Someone wipes my butt. I am fed on the clock. I get carried around. Yeah. Don't
I
have
mean,
any dreams.
technically, Alex could do that for you now. It just
Yeah.
the connotation
Yeah, it'd be a
would
little
be
weird,
different.
a little
You and your
strange.
son could have changing at the same time, like diaper changes schedule.
Right. Just lay next to each other and go down the assembly line.
Feet up.
Yeah, honestly, that wouldn't be like a bad thing for me because I'd be even lazier than I already am. Like, I don't even want to do this. Do it for me. Do it for me. But we know we can't have people do everything for us because we would never get anywhere in life, now would we?
Word. I know we're talking about creamies and stuff like that, but yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I think it's really funny that you like originally sold your creamy. Like your first creamy, you were like, oh, fuck this. And you sold it. And then you like bought another one. So I want to know, like, what changed between you buying your first creamy, you're like, oh, fuck this shit. It's too complicated, to now being like, a creamy wizard with your pumpkin pie.
Okay, pause. I've had my creamy for 2 weeks. I'm not a wizard yet. But anyway, so I'm trying to think. Like, I bought that creamy, I think, right at the end of like my health phase, in the week before I found out I was pregnant. So I bought it like 1 week. And then I was pregnant and I was so sick. And I like tried to make one. It didn't work out. It was all shitty. I didn't know you had to re-spin it. I didn't know anyone that had one or that was like It wasn't like as talked about, I guess, like a year ago, a year and a half ago, as it is now, because it's like everywhere, right? Like it's definitely hooked on it. A lot of bodybuilders are on the up and up with it. But anyways, so yeah, I sold it and I was like, fuck this. I'm gonna sell this because I honestly, one, wasn't using it. It came out shitty every time because I didn't know what I was doing. And two, I wanted to redo our closet in the nursery for him. So I sold it for like, I think I paid 180 and I sold it for like 160 and I used it once.
Yo,
So
that's not bad.
yeah,
That's
no.
not
So
bad at all.
yeah, so I made most of my money. I was like, get it out, whatever. Like I am the queen of throwing shit out. I love it. So and then the last couple of months, I was just like, damn, dude, like I was going to this ice cream shop because it's summer now and it's hot, and they're the only place in town that has vegan ice cream, like dairy free. And it's not made with coconut milk because I hate coconut. People say you can't taste it. I can taste it. That's how much I hate it. And the reason I hate it is because the first time I ever drank when I was like 16 in my friend's parents' basement, we had Parrot Bay coconut rum. I drank like so much because I didn't know what I was doing and I puked it all up. So I can like smell it right now. That's how much I hate coconut. And like 90% of the time, like when you're making like vegan things or dairy-free things, they use the coconut milk, one because it's fattier most of the time and it's just better with stuff. So that's what they were. And I remember like 1 week, I think I said it on this podcast before, I went out and got like ice cream like 3 times in 1 week. And it was like, dude, like a fucking large or medium. And I was like, this is a lot. Like, I don't need all these fucking calories. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get another one. I'm gonna try and make my own ice cream and see how it goes. Because another thing too is like when they have the dairy-free ice cream, it's literally only like chocolate or vanilla, which is fine. Not that big of a deal. Like, but sometimes I like a little variety, or they start adding the mix-ins in, and that's where you get like the gluten and stuff like that. Like if there's Oreos mixed in there or candies, and like it kind of blows my mind that they're like, oh yeah, like this is dairy-free ice cream, but then they put M&Ms in it. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make it dairy-free because the coating or the chocolate of the M&Ms is made with milk nonetheless. So I decided a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm getting a creamy. I'm gonna buy one. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And I fucking sat on Facebook Marketplace every day looking for one that was close. And that was within a reasonable price. Because I already had one. I think right now they're like going for $200. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it depends on what creamy you're using. If you're using the standard or the deluxe, like mine was like 200 something, but mine's the deluxe one.
Yeah, mine's deluxe too, I think. And I was like, I'm not paying more than 100 and whatever I sold it for, 160. So I found this one for like 130. And I went and I tried to go pick it up. The lady didn't answer her phone, didn't answer the door. I was so upset. I was like, oh my God, it's the universe. Like, all right, like I guess I'm not supposed to get it. And then she called me back a few hours later and she's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't hear it, blah, 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 blah. So then I had to go back 3 hours later to get it. And the cool thing about it was though, it was brand new. So she had one and she was telling me, she's like, yeah, I froze it sideways. It didn't. So when she went to go spin it, it cracked the container. Not the actual one that you freeze it in, but the one that like the bucket that you put it in and like bring it up to the blade. She's like, so I contacted them. They sent me this brand new one and she's like, I just don't care. I'm not doing it anymore. I was like, okay, sweet. So it's brand new in the box, never used
Wild.
for 140. And then I just got to work, man, and I was like, I'm making all these fucking creamies, dude. I love it. I really want to try to make like a mint chocolate chip one.
I've made not it's not macro friendly, but that's what I made for Eric's birthday.
Is that his favorite? Yeah. I don't know. I think honestly, like it just at the end of the day, it like it's well for me, it's like something to look like forward to. And like honestly, because it's just like my wind down time, right? I'm just like, oh, like once I have my creamy in my book, like I'm just fucking chillaxing. Again, it goes back to what we talked about last week, which is like fucking finding like who you are and like chilling and having that cup refilled. And like, granted, I mean, it's a whole cup of creamy to refill me, and I fucking love it. I do think some people blow creamies out of proportion, though. Like you said, it's not like some of them like aren't macro friendly, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think the part of the creamy is more like it was to do like both the fitness realm, but also like people that just wanted to make their at-home ice cream. But it's like, I think there are some people that like are taking it overboard where it's like no longer about being creative. I mean, it's just like if it fits your macros, you know, it's like there's nothing wrong with macros. And the same thing, there's nothing wrong with using a Ninja Creami. It's just a tool. It's a tool to, you know, make something at home, right? So it could be a cost-effective thing if you find that you're eating ice cream very, very frequently and, you know, spending a lot of money. But at the same time, you know, the disordered eating realm can also like take it by storm, and like, you know, they're using it to kind of perpetuate and fit into their own narrative that, oh, I can eat ice cream now because it's now healthy or low calorie. Understanding or not understanding that deprivation of, oh, well, but if I have a Ninja Creami, then I can't go out for real full fat, full sugar ice cream. So it definitely is a line between like, okay, well, I want to be creative in the kitchen. I want to save money. You know, I do want to, you know, be on top of my health and fitness goals by having something that's a bit like on the lower calorie end or maybe the higher protein end, whatever, versus, oh, I can't go out for ice cream with my family. So that's something that I think is also like very interesting about like creamy behavior is like, well, are you using it because you're still disordered as fuck, or are you doing it as just a tool that you enjoy, you know, at the end of your day with your, you know, your book and your me time?
Honestly, another thing for me though too was it's made it so much easier because like for me personally, I know like I tap out at like 30 grams of protein per meal. Like I just like don't feel comfortable after eating that much. Like and trying to obviously eat with whole foods. So, like for me to switch over to like a creamy and go from like 5 meals to like one of them being like a creamy made the world of a difference for me. I
Yeah.
swear. Like because like to sit down at 7:30 at night and eat like a whole like I was eating like a whole other plate of like chicken, a vegetable, and like potatoes and rice or whatever after I already had that 3 hours ago, you know, on top of like my pre-post. And then I had like another something that had fucking shit in it. And I was like, dude, this is just like it was exhausting. And I felt like towards the end of the day, I was like just eating like way too much, too close together, if that made sense. I mean, granted, like when it comes down to it, it's the same amount of calories, the same amount of macros, but like the way that like I was able to use protein powder instead of actual like breaking down of like chicken and stuff like that just happens to be a lot easier for me.
How many meals a day do you eat?
Now I'm at 4, but I was at 5.
Honestly, like it was a game changer for me to go to 4 meals. Like I used to be that person, especially when I was brand new into fitness, that would do the 6 mini meals.
Is it 4 meals and a creamy, or is your creamy your fourth meal?
The creamy is my fourth meal.
Okay, yeah.
Because like I'll have like either mix-ins or I'll like have like a bowl of fruit or nuts or something on the side. But like the protein comes from the protein powders. But again, like since Austin and I are reversing, my fucking calories are still super fucking high. You know, like during our dieting phase where I lost about 10 pounds, like they never dipped below 2,100 calories. So I'm like not like looking for nutritional deficiencies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it just is kind of like exhausting, like especially like for me personally, and I don't know how many people that listen to us are like moms as well, but like for me in this state right now to sit down and feed myself 5 days on top of sitting or 5 days, five times and sit down and breastfeed my kid 6 times a day, it was a lot. I was like, this is like so fucking time consuming for me, you know? So like switching it up. And I was the same way like before. I'm like, oh, you have to eat 6 meals to like be healthier or to like have better digestion or to not go hungry. And I'm just like, dude, if I could eat one fucking meal, if I could eat no meals a day, I fucking would. Like if there was just a little shot that you put in your butt that was like, here's all your calories for the day, I'd fucking do it. That's how
Jesus.
much.
No, but like my digestion was like shit when I ate 6 times a day. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause you're like, you were eating like practically every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like now I eat every 3 to 4. Like, and granted, my feeding time is like more restricted than it probably needs to be. But like, it's just I eat within a couple of hours of waking up and then I try to have my last meal before 7 just because I do go to bed early and I don't want like just shit sitting in my stomach. Like, I want to be relaxed or whatever. So it's something where it's just like, it doesn't matter as much as I thought it used to. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like with most things. But it's just like, enjoy, like making sure you have enough variety, making sure that your meals are spaced up evenly enough apart, make sure you're hitting your macros and your micros, but then like, don't stress over the minutia because that stress That's what's fucking you up. You know what I'm saying?
I should post something in my story like the other day about like I think it like everyone probably saw it because it was like Chris Bumstead was talking about like how stress can just like fuck shit up so hard, right? So
Oh, yeah.
easy. But yeah, like I think, you know, and I think like also too, like if you just like enjoy eating your like creamy or ice cream or whatever it is every day, then like that's worth it too. Question for you. Do you have one almost every day
Oh, I
since you
do
got
have one every day. That's my final meal. Yeah.
so how long have you been doing that? How many weeks?
Long enough to say bad words if it doesn't break, or because we've had to do things where it's like, oh, the magnet ran out, or I had to get a new blade or something like that. So it definitely, like, I'm
Oh,
getting my
yeah.
money's worth with my creamy, but like it's more just out of habit. But as I start to get into my growth phase and food will become even higher, I likely will take it out just so I can lower food volume. Because although it's not like it's so easy to eat and digest well, so like why not keep it in? But at a certain point, it'll be like, okay, well, if I'm already adding like honey and shit to it, it's like, eh, I'd rather just probably have like a bowl of oats before bed because I really do love oats.
I had oatmeal today because I wasn't working out. On the days I work out, I do cream of rice. But so I don't know if it's just me, but after like day four of eating my ice cream at night, I'm just like, I'm over this.
No, I haven't had that, but I'm good at like variety or just not giving a shit because like I look forward to like being creative in that aspect. So it's like, oh, you know, I'm enjoying my banana cream or I'm, you know, enjoying my chocolate cosmic brownie, whatever. But like I said, I will get to the point where food is like starting to get miserable because like I was never really super hungry during this dieting phase. And obviously since we're reversing, I'm not hungry now. Like it'll get to a point where I'll look at that and be like, no, I just need a protein shake, dog. Like I don't want to spoon that shit.
Yeah, I so for me, I think it's like the cold. Like I just don't like the like eating cold stuff that many days in a row. I'm a very room temperature person. I don't like when my food's I'm Goldilocks. I don't like when my food's hot and I don't like when it's cold.
Dude,
So I think
I'm the exact opposite. Like, if I want my cold food, I want it cold. And if I want hot food, I mean, I don't want it to be like, give me fucking degree burns on my tongue, but like I will straight up reheat it until it's at a temperature that I find acceptable.
oh man, yeah, no. Mine is like I think it's from like nursing because like I'll heat my food up and then like I won't have time to eat for like another 3 or 4 hours. So it's like, all right, well, here we go.
You know, I will admit though, my car meals, they will be lukewarm and I kind of look forward to it. So like I don't know, maybe I just don't give a shit. 'Cause like I do like my creamy before bed because it's cold, and so therefore I get cold and I feel like I sleep better because I'm more cold.
What do you keep? Oh, yeah, you keep your house kind of hot. I don't, yeah, I don't know. I don't like being cold in general. So, like right now, as you can see, I'm in my house and I have a hoodie and sweatpants and I just put fucking fuzzy socks on. So, yeah, because I just am like, oh man, I don't like being cold, but I also don't like being hot either. I'm just a mess when it
Yeah, you
comes to
are a
that.
Goldilocks person.
Yeah, so I definitely am like I gotta find like my I think some of it has to do with like my Hashimoto's and my thyroid because like I think it's harder for me to like regulate like temperature.
Oh,
It
yes.
was when my thyroid was really bad. Like my fingers and toes were always ice cold.
Yeah.
Even if I was like I'd be doing cardio and I'd have cold fingers. I was like, dude, do I have like what is that like Raynaud's?
That's crazy. That's crazy. But you'll be proud of me. So I finished The Handmaid's Tale. Read that
Nice.
book in 4 days. Really happy and proud of myself. So now I'm reading The River, and it's like a thriller survivalist type of book. And I'm like four or five chapters in. So I'm proud of myself. I am reading. I am spending
Are
less time on
you
Instagram and I am
enjoying
happier.
reading?
What?
Are you like actually enjoying it?
I am, yeah. It's nice to, you know, just have quiet and not feel like I am missing out or not feel like I have to be needed because obviously, as I have learned that like I need me and I wasn't giving to me, as like stupid as that sounds with like this day and age of like softness, but like sitting down with a book and just like sipping a cup of coffee in the morning or like letting my pre-workout digest, like I feel less stimulated. And that's good as someone that struggled with overstimulation, OCD compulsions, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that was a good week for you. Training was better too.
It was. And then I have a new training program from Austin that's like
Good.
legs 4 days a week, practically. legs and glutes. So I'm excited. I'm excited to just like make better progress because it's something that I won't be stressed over because I have no reason to be stressed.
Exactly, because it should be fun, it should be enjoyable, and like you said, like you have a coach and let them do the stressful or the worrying some about it, not yourself, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, I think it was good just for us to like shoot the shit too, 'cause like sometimes it's just like I love like educating and talking about fitness and bodybuilding, duh, but at the same time it's like I just want to like have fun and like let people listen to our conversations, 'cause this is like what it's like just texting each other.
I've been shitty with texting lately. I just like, that's when you know, like, I'm burnt out is when I don't text people back.
I was like, I was gonna text you like good morning and just like hope you have a good day, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna see her anyway and she's probably fucking exhausted.
I worked at the hospital all morning, so you would have probably not heard back from me until now, because I got to work at 6 and I got home at 12:40 and I had to feed my kid and then get on here at 1. So
Damn, you, I never would have guessed that your morning was that busy.
and then, yeah, now I got check-ins for the rest of the night. So, and you know, to get my steps and a whole bunch of other shit, eat my creamy. Yeah, it's like crazy because when I tell people, like, yeah, I worked like, you know, for 5 or 6 hours at the hospital, and then obviously like commute time and stuff, like, I have no idea, like, how. I'm like, I don't either. I don't either. And I like not being busy, so it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's
Dude,
a fine line between like being busy versus being overwhelmed.
Yeah, like I'm not overwhelmed in the fucking slightest. I'm just like, I have a laundry list of fucking tasks to do, like nonstop. Like yesterday, I thought my fucking washing machine was gonna break because there was so much fucking laundry to do. I couldn't even handle it. Yeah.
Damn, look at you. You need that washing machine deluxe, like your creamy deluxe.
Dude, I need a fucking maid is what I need at this point. And like, yeah, like, you know, Alex worked his 4 days in a row or whatever it was. So it's like, the house literally fell apart. Like that, like I was like, oh my God, there's like dishes piled to the ceiling because I didn't have time to put them in the fucking dishwasher. I was like, whatever. But yeah, like you said, there's a difference between like when it's overwhelming and overconsuming versus just like being busy, checking your boxes and just like moving on through. Like yesterday, it took me like 7 hours to meal prep
Damn.
because yeah, well, I'd start something, I'd like cut my chicken up and I went to go put it in the air fryer. And then, oh, you know, my kid would need something and he'd be crying. And then we'd have to do this. And then it'd be like 40 minutes later. And I'm like, cool, I'm gonna get fucking E. coli for my fucking chicken sitting out all day, but whatever, you know? So yeah, sometimes it just takes a little bit longer, but like, you know, we get it all done. We always do. And it's worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You probably wouldn't get E. coli on. If anything, like the only thing I would worry about for you is actually histamine, because like you have like a histamine like overload issue where you can have that skin rash too. So like that's the only thing I would be slightly worried about. But I feel like E. coli on like chicken, eh.
Nah, it's fine. Yeah. I don't know. I think most of my histamine just comes from stress, though. But I mean, I'm sure some other things contribute to it as well.
It's a total load. So stress might be like the impetus, but it's like also like everything else.
Yeah. Compilation is not good, right? We need
For sure.
balance. Balance is all we have. It's all we need. It's that simple. It's not, though, but it is. It sounds simple.
I mean, it is simple, but what complicates it is emotions and not completing the stress cycle. Because like that was my issue. It's like I wasn't completing my stress cycle. I was just avoiding and being overstimulated with my phone. And wouldn't you know it, the minute I started Bliss from Morphogen and silenced my fucking phone and stopped being on Instagram and reading, like my compulsions and my mental health improved immensely in just little over a week. So,
Were you someone who like woke up and like grabbed your phone and got on Instagram right away?
I would wake up, inject my growth, like do some stuff for 30 minutes, like start to like put together my beverages and stuff like that, like in the morning, get my pre-workout and stuff ready. And then by the time I was done like fidgeting for like 30 minutes, then I'd like go poop. And then when I'm pooping, I'm like scrolling. So like not the exact first thing in the morning, but I mean pretty close.
Yeah, cause just because like that, like obviously it's that dopamine hit that like you're constantly searching for. So people who like get on their phone right away, like, you know, it sends like those like triggers in your mind to like keep tapping, keep scrolling, keep, you know, touching it. So like I didn't know if that was like a contributing factor, and I was just gonna be like recommend like trying to wait longer for it, because I used to be that same way. Like I'd wake up and have to like grab my phone.
No, it's not like a compulsion like that, thankfully. Like I still do my poop scroll, like I just do. But it's something where it's like, well, after I'm done eating my pre-workout, I'm waiting for it to digest. Maybe I'll do like some mobility stuff just to like, 'cause I love rolling around on the floor in the morning. Like I just love like opening up my hips, shoulders, whatever. But then like once I am done with that, like 15 minutes, like then I'll just sit on the couch and read a book.
Yeah, we love reading. We
Yeah.
sure do. It's a good time.
I
I know.
agree.
I'm trying to get 35 books done by the end of the year.
That's crazy. I'm just trying to get like four.
I mean, you just read a book in 4 days, so
It's
yeah.
true, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes, just because like I don't know if I want to explore other avenues. Like I'm enjoying reading, but I might want to do something in addition too.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Like, you know, everything's like new and exciting at first too, and it might be something that you're just like, eh, maybe this isn't it after a while. And that's okay too. Like you said, exploring other options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But is there anything else on your mind? Anything else you want to talk about? All
No, that's all I got.
right. Well, let's wrap this shit up because I gotta piss. And I hope Eric titles this McCreamy. McCreamy? Like Grey's Anatomy, McSteamy, McDreamy,
McCreamy.
McCreamy.
Oh, I was thinking more like McDonald's. Well, I'm a fat ass. Okay, gotta
Well, I
go.
mean, also, but like this one, like the nice thing about having your own creamy is like you know it fucking works. Like, you know,
Yeah.
when you like pull into the fucking McDonald's and you're like hoping to get a McFlurry or whatever, and they're like, my ice cream thing is broken.
Dude, last thing I'm gonna say, one time I went to McDonald's and they're like, welcome to McDonald's, our soda machine or pop machine, whatever they say, is not working. And I was like, I'm only here for the Diet Coke, so I'm gonna go now.
I literally would just would have driven away. I would have been like, no.
I literally was so mad. I was like, I'm not here for it. Like, can we offer you anything else? I was like, no, you can't just
Like,
do
I just
that.
want a fucking Diet Coke. Like, I actually would hate to have an at-home Diet Coke machine because I would abuse the fuck out of Diet Coke. I really would.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even
I
have
use
a poll in my story today. Like what's the best variation of Coke? Diet, zero, cherry, or vanilla? And like for me, it's always gonna be Diet Coke. Not Coke Zero, fucking Diet Coke.
Yeah, I think I probably need to do like a comparison, because like I'll drink them both and I don't think like anything different, but people like you, people say that there is a massive difference.
Like I'll drink both, but like it's kind of like, you know, if someone asks you like your preference, it will always be Diet Coke.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a taste test this week. Stay tuned, guys, for next
Dude,
week.
did I tell you about Eric and I's double blind SIBO study or double blind study that we did? Bro, okay, so we went to fucking Walmart and we got diet caffeine free
Oh
Sam's Cola.
yeah.
And fucking the diet caffeine free Sam's Cola won. But Coke was still supreme over Pepsi.
Good. We like that. We like that. All right, guys, that's all I got for this week.
All right, I do too. Peace.
Adios.